Busy summer of baseball. Gosh, we had so many baseball teams and girls fast pitch softball teams. So many teams to cover. And the Bison Gray just got done wrapping up their season with the state tournament, which I think they fit fifth overall, if I'm not mistaken, or top five or something like that among like 33 teams. And we got the two coaches, Joel Erdeburn and Brady Chancellor is here. And gosh, I apologize, guys. It's tough to keep track of everybody, but you guys played... Joel, first, a lot of games this summer, I'm sure, didn't you?
Yeah, we ended up, I think, right around 20 games. You know, not as many as what we normally do, but it just worked out to... We had a lot of families that wanted to do some stuff. You know, mm-hmm. They didn't want to be crazy busy with baseball. And then we were on the fence at the end of last year, whether these boys are at that age where they could have went and played junior Bs or whether they're going to stick together. And so we made a late decision. They wanted to stick together and keep playing. And so late decision on that one. So a few tournaments that we typically go to Grand Island, Hayes, North Platte, you know, those ones were already full by the time they got to us. But so, yeah, I mean, it wasn't quite as many. Yep. Going down to state, we ended up when final seedings came out from state. After everything was all said and done, all the points were tallied, we ended up seventh or eighth, right in there. So not terrible, you know, for out of 33 teams, that's a pretty good showing for a team when we were sitting at 16, I think, official U-SSSA games, and the team we played in the quarterfinals had played 76, I believe.
So wow.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, some of those, that's just the case with some teams, maybe some of the bigger towns that they play a lot more games, huh?
Yeah, and that's one thing we found out as far as being able to play the teams the down east or even the bigger towns in Kansas. We go to do a lot of Kansas stuff too. Is they've got the facilities, they've got the ability to go year round, they've got the ability, you know, the extra help from other coaches and things like that. And some of the coaches in Omaha talking to them during state was, oh yeah, there are already teams that are out there trying to pull kids from other teams to go to the next team and just trying to move kids around and pull kids to a AAA team or pull kids for a weekend tournament. We had multiple coaches reach out to us about like, hey, we need this position for a weekend. Mm-hmm. You got a kid that would play for us. And, you know, our kids just aren't into that. They want to stick together. They want to play together. And if they can't play on their team, they're not going to play. So,
Brady, I know we saw you at, in the springtime. We were still doing our coach show, Embers, and you guys were every Saturday morning hitting the cages, coming up and eating donuts. So you guys really were going a lot before the actual summer schedule started, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We do a lot of pitcher catcher on Saturday morning every once in a while. Like you said, we did hit the bats a couple times here and there. But, yeah, the boys go at it pretty hard. I'm surprised the 7 a.m. workouts work as well as they do for the boys consistently on a regular basis. But when we go to tournaments and play, you know, we somehow call it luck of the draw that 8 a.m. game. So the boys get used to it and they're ready to fire, ready to roll. So that's how we do it.
How about state tournament? Joel mentioned eighth place overall. Faced some really good teams, didn't you?
Oh, faced some good teams. You know, when you got, like you said, those teams that are playing 60, 70 plus games, and when they're able to travel within, call it 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half at most, and still be able to play that much. And we're out here, you know, like you said, late season deciding to play and some of the tournaments we didn't get into. So we're traveling quite a bit. But to still come out the way that we did and compete shows a lot for the boys and their work ethic and their willingness to do whatever we ask of them. Keep playing the game.
And both of you have boys playing. It's kind of fun to coach your kids, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's just one of those things where they know they're pushed. But when they're pushed, it's, you know, out of love and confidence of what they can do and what they're capable of.
You got to have pitching. Now, obviously, you had some pretty good guys in the mound for you this year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, our main guy, Jordan Pullman, you know, he was kind of our guy that every game we knew if we could start with Jordan, we were going to be in a much better spot than going anywhere else. And Jordan pitched really well for us this year. Bo Bednar was another one that pitched for us. He struggled with some elbow issues a little bit this year, so didn't quite throw as many innings as he has in the past for us. But that allowed guys like a Jed Crawford to step up and throw some innings for us. Noah threw some innings for us. Sam Graham threw a few for us in there. Gage Tiller really bought into his role this year of being like a middle relief and closer for us, and he loved it. Loved that role, and he did a very good job for us of playing a ground ball game, which helped us out in a lot of spots there too. And then, you know, we got some other guys that can throw innings for us that we didn't use as much. Alec Garcia threw quite a few innings for us late in the season. But we had some guys that haven't thrown in the past that just decided pitching wasn't what they wanted to do anymore, and we're kind of at the age now to where some spot specific players got to stay. And you know, I'll say it, it's hard to take Cooper Rupp out from behind the plate. He's got to be behind the plate for us. It's hard to take Bentley off of first base. You know, they're just some of those spots that are pretty key. It's hard for us to throw Noah very much because having him in center field, you've got to have him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he commands that outfield, and it's. We said Bo threw a lot for us, but Bo at shortstop is there's not many shortstops at 13U that are better than Bo Bednar. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's some spots that you got to keep guys and other spots where you can kind of move some kids around. But, it's worked out for us.
And offensively, I take it it was a lineup from 1 through 9. All those guys had the capability of putting some pretty good string some hits together, could they?
Oh, yeah. When we play pool play, we usually bat all 10, roll with that, and then 10 or 11, you know, kind of do that whole lineup so that way we get the unlimited substitution. But then when we go into tournament play, we go down with the 9. But, yeah, our lineup top to bottom, you know, we've got a strong core that goes our first 4. You know, you got Sam Graham who lays down a bunt, one of the better kids that I've seen do it. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of the season, Landon Dickus was another one that, yeah, he may not have had quite the speed that Sam does, but you tell him to lay down a bunt, he's getting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Bentley Arterburn came up often with a big hit for us, dumping the bases, anything like that. Oftentimes made the warning track power comment afterwards, but, you know, I mean, that is what it is. Jed Crawford is another good one for us that you knew when that kid makes contact, that ball's going. I mean, that was just it. We had a lot of kids, too, that as the season went on started learning, hey, sometimes getting on base is being willing to take that pitch, getting hit for their teammate, for, you know, drawing it on. It's just a lot. It's really cool to see the work that the boys are putting in the cages and each week, day in and day out, start paying off. A lot of coaches made the comment to us after the fact of, there isn't a team around that's going to stick with us as long as we're hitting the ball the way that we are.
It's cool. That's good. Get good coaches' comments talking about your team and a little afraid of you a little bit, aren't they?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You talk about that batting, Rich. We had 8 guys that hit over 300 this mm-hmm. year. I mean, so that says a lot for them. And like Brady said, you know, when you've got coaches every tournament we go to, and our biggest thing was, you know, we're not truly building baseball players. We're building good young men. And every tournament we went to, that comment was made, man, you guys got a great team. They're always very complimentary of the other team's players, the coaches, you know, the fans, the umps, everybody. You know, we're getting compliments left and right. And that was the one thing we told our boys after a lot of the tournaments is, hey, I don't care where we finished, but the comments that we're hearing from other people, from other families, other players, coaches, that's what we want to see mm-hmm. out of this as we're moving forward.
What's next? Now, are you going to stick together? Can you do this and play again? Or are these kids thinking about Legion Ball? Is it still up in the air right now?
It's up in the air. Yeah. You know, is the ability there? Yes. UTSSA has state through 14U. So we could go one more year there. A lot of your tournaments, if you're willing to travel, you can play travel baseball through 17U. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've got in it to go that long.
Right.
Got it in me to go that long with the other little ones I've got. But I don't know. It's in the air. There's a pretty good chance that this group wants to stick together at least one more year and see what happens. I think an 8th place finish at state was kind of our goal. We wanted to make the top 16 tournament. We made the top 16 tournament and we said top 10. We got to finish top 10. And the boys were like, nope, we got to keep going. We got to get deeper into it. And so the drive for them to want to be there and want to do more is there. So we're going to kind of leave it up to them. We've told them that's going to be a sooner decision than it was last year so that we don't have to go, you know, we don't have to spend 3-4 weekends in Omaha, Dodge City. You know, we have had some coaches that we've played, some of them bigger tournaments, say, hey, you guys need to go to Denver. There's some couple big tournaments out in Denver. You guys would fare just fine. You need to go try it. So there's probably a chance we do some of that stuff, but being able to drive 2.5 hours to Grand Island and play in a tournament's a heck of a lot easier than
right.
5 hours to Omaha to play in a tournament.
Plus, all these kids are multi-sport athletes. They're playing basketball. Yeah. They're doing this. They're doing that. And it just takes a lot more time, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we did a lot of that, too. You know, there was, I think, 2 or 3 weekends where, like you said, multi-sport athletes. So I had a I had a group of kids that we went to Lincoln and played in a couple of basketball tournaments a couple different weekends. So we found an off weekend in the baseball schedule, and we went and did some other things. So, yeah, multi-sport athletes, all but about one or two of these kids is playing MFL this summer too. So, I mean, there's just a lot going on.
Well, Brady, I know watch these kids in baseball, and they get a chance to watch them in their sports that would be one more. All these kids, mostly eighth grade, are going to become eighth graders, right? So now I get a chance to watch them one more year before they get into high school.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, getting them into there, and like you said, going to junior high sports, doing things like that—the football, the tennis, the as track comes around, anything like that—they're all competitive boys, and I mean, they have that drive to. They don't like to lose. They want to compete, and that's a lot of what makes them fun to coach. Is that's hard to instill into a kid, and they all have it.
Well, you look back, and while you want the season to never end and everything, but it was a good place to end it right there with a nice finish at state, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a great finish. I mean, it wasn't the outcome that the boys wanted, but at the same time, like Joel said, bringing up good men, you know, with their sportsmanship, with keeping their heads high and understanding that life just doesn't always roll that way. You know, baseball's a game of failures, and whoever fails more generally comes on the lower outcome of the game. But still, even with that, a lot of the times the boys still had their heads high and had something to revert back to during that game that they did right or did well.
Thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it, Coach Artemore. We haven't done this in a while.
I know,
sorry, the golf
been
base.
A while. Yeah, it's been a while since we've been doing this.
So. Yeah.
Nope, looking forward to it. Like I said, we had fun. Now I'm looking forward to the winter months with this group because I get this group as eighth graders for basketball.
So. Oh, sure. Very good. That'll be here sooner than later.
Yep, it will.
I think Coach Chancellor really did a good job that first.
Oh, absolutely. First interview, good job.
Oh, my gosh. Good A+. Job. 5 stars. See, he's lying to us. He's done this before.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich.